We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. This is the Afternoon Magazine from Illinois Public Media. Once upon a time, John Bingham was overweight and out of shape. He spent a lot of time parked on the sofa watching others run and play. When he was a kid, he ran and he loved it. But then the time came when he was told he couldn't run, that he wasn't any good at it. One day, as a middle-aged guy, he decided the heck with that, he would run again. He was who he was, and he was going to run. And here's how he describes that moment in his book, The Courage to Start. At age 43, when I decided to run again, I realized that the images used to describe runners didn't fit me. I wasn't a rabbit, I wasn't a gazelle or a cheetah or any of the other animals that run fast and free, but I wasn't a turtle or a snail either. I wasn't content anymore to move slowly through my life and hide in my shell when I was scared. I was a round little man with a heavy heart but a hopeful spirit. I didn't really run or even jog. I waddled. I was a penguin. That was the image that fit. Emperor proud, I stand tall to face the elements of my life. Yes, I am round. Yes, I am slow. Yes, I run as though my legs are tied together at the knees. But I am running, and that is all that matters. That is from The Courage to Start. Today, John Bingham is the author of a number of books about running, including The Courage to Start, and with coach Jenny Hadfield, Marathoning for Mortals. For many years, he wrote a column on running for Runner's World. His column now appears in Competitor magazine. You can read his blog at www.waddle-on.com. John Bingham is coming to Champaign-Urbana to inspire us to get off the couch and get moving. He'll be at the Champaign Public Library next Thursday, March 25th at 7 p.m. By the way, he's a former resident of the Champaign-Urbana area. He earned his Ph.D. in education at the U of I, and from 1984 to 86, he was associate director of the School of Music, and I am pleased to have him as my guest this afternoon. Hi, John Bingham.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. I hope it's a beautiful day in Champaign.
It is lovely. It's 59 degrees and sunny.
I'm up in the Chicagoland area, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous spring day here, too.
Okay.
Good day for a run.
Okay. Or a walk.
Or a walk, absolutely.
Yeah. Chances are most of us have set a goal for ourselves. We're going to make the effort because it's good for us. We're going to lose weight, stop smoking, or get in shape. We start, but often we don't get too far. What stands in the way of success?
I think for me and many like me, what stood in my way was our own expectations. I think, you know, at 43 years old, as a 25-year smoker, very much of a drinker, and in a family that overeating was an art form, I just couldn't expect to turn myself into an Olympian overnight. And every other time I tried to get in shape or lose weight, I just got discouraged because my expectations just didn't meet the reality. So that's what I could encourage people to do, is just get out there, get started, and see what happens.
Yeah. Now, as you were out of shape, how did you begin?
I began principally by walking, and I still do. When I say I'm a runner, I probably walk every bit as much as I run. It was just a matter of starting by moving, really just getting into the habit of getting up and getting out and getting going. I would walk for 20 minutes or 30 minutes, and I wouldn't have any distance in mind. I wouldn't have any speed in mind. I was just trying to get into the habit of not being what I call in sedentary confinement.
What were the first challenges for you, and what were the first rewards?
The first challenge for me was really my own image of myself. I mean, this penguin came about because I saw myself in a plate glass window, and I really thought I looked great, but I was just the short, fat man trying to run. And so I would hide the fact from friends and family that I was actually trying to be a runner. And even if I was out on the street, if I saw a car approaching, I would very often stop and pretend that I had dropped my wallet or something. So that was the part of it that was the most difficult initially. I think that certainly the first reward for me was when I realized that it was working. that despite the fact that I didn't have much talent, there was something fundamentally honest about getting out there and changing my life with nothing more than my own 2 feet.
Mm. What are the challenges and the rewards for you today, almost 20 years later?
I think the challenges still haven't changed much. I mean, certainly I've decided as this went on to take on various distances, you know, a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, and ultimately a full marathon. I've now done 45 marathons, but every time you line up for a marathon, there's a mystery in that. So I think finding a new challenge that still animates my training is out there, but I meet so many people at earlier stages that they motivate me to keep going. So there's that. And the rewards, I think, to be honest, are the people whose lives I've had a chance to intersect with and maybe have had a chance to change. And to see when someone writes me, for example, and says that something in my book gave them permission to try to be an athlete that they'd never been, that's very rewarding.
Yeah. How long did it take you before you were able to take part in a marathon or a half marathon?
It took me, well, I wasn't very smart. Despite the fact that I've got a doctorate from Illinois, I wasn't really very smart about running. And I actually tried to run a marathon after I'd only been moving even for about a year, and it was just a disaster. At that point, I decided, well, maybe I better, you know, being a man, I didn't want to take instructions, but I thought maybe I better get a book and a training program. So it took me a little over 2 years before I completed my first marathon.
Yeah. And did Coach Jenny Hadfield play a role in that?
Not in that one, unfortunately.
That
I
one.
Didn't meet Jenny until much later in my career. I had done Courage to Start, and I had done No Need for Speed. I knew Jenny professionally. And when the idea of a marathon and half marathon training book came out, I recognized very quickly that although I could invite people to be active, I really, you know, I might be able to inspire them, but I didn't have the information. And Coach Jenny came along and provided that, and it's really been a good match.
Yeah. You know, the Central Illinois Marathon is coming up at the start of May, and I suspect maybe some people who might see you next week or are listening to us this afternoon might be saying, maybe not this year, but maybe next year I could walk half a marathon. Is it doable?
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that we really encourage people to do is to come out and see events. Because when you find out that the runners and walkers are your friends, your neighbors, the people you go to church with, the people that you work with, you're going to find the image of this runner. I mean, it's a runner and a walker these days. The average runner is probably in their mid-30s or beyond. Many of them, if you saw them on the street, you couldn't believe they could go 100 yards, let alone go 26.2 miles or 13.1. The running community is wide open, and it's populated by everybody.
Okay. And that gets us back to one of the things I said at the outset. When you were a kid, there was a time that came when you were told, you can't run, kid. Maybe we should stop telling people that, too.
I think you should. I think we all should. And, you know, the funny thing is, now I've got 3 grandchildren, and, of course, we're forever yelling at them to stop running. Because as children, we love to run. We just love the feeling. It was only for me and for so many others when we realized we weren't as good as somebody else was that we lost the joy. And that's the one thing that I think, you know, I almost preach about is that the joy is there no matter what your pace is. If you can run a 6-minute pace, well, that's fantastic. But if your best is a 16-minute pace, you can still have the same joy.
Yeah, it feels good. John?
It's not a relative. It's an absolute.
Yeah. John, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you.
John Bingham is coming to Champaign-Urbana to inspire us to get off the couch and get moving. He'll be at the Champaign Public Library next Thursday, March 25th at 7 p.m.